defunding the police. Crime beyond belief. Parents accused of being terrorists in our schools. And besides reading, writing, and arithmetic, they want to teach our children about gender and sex. Have our leaders gone insane and become clowns and fools? We pray.
Hallelujah,
we pray night and day.
Hallelujah.
We need your blessings from above. Lord, the media has twisted their minds. They march like zombies, carrying protest signs. Corrupt elections and chaos. Man, we are in troubled times. Human trafficking and drugs, a disinformation czar, censoring our freedom of speech. For all of us, new world order, pushing to change us to digital currency. Yeah. Climate change fanatics, with their ridiculous carbon footprint acrobatics. Ignorance is bliss. But illegal payoffs is all they want to see.
Ooh. Hallelujah, we pray.
Hallelujah, we pray.
Hallelujah, we pray.
Night and day.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah,
we need your blessing from above. Yes, we do.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Gary Gatehouse, the Secret Agent Man. My show, From the Right Side. Coming to you via the Gatehouse 3 Studios, South Texas, USA. Hope you're all having a great day out there in God's big, beautiful world. Today's monologue. Is America going down the toilet? It damn sure seems like it. It seems the golden calf is not a calf at all. These days, anyway. It's queer people, homosexuals, transgenders. People who don't even know what sex they are. Binaries, as they call themselves. It seems to me that America has a problem. A problem with DNA. DNA tells us one thing, the mindset of indoctrinated, brainwashed perverts. Well, hell, they tell us another. You can be whatever sex you want to be. It's all in your mind. DNA is a non-starter. It just don't mean a damn thing. Biology out the window. For instance, here's a headline and a story attached you might want to pay attention to. A lot of unpacking here, but we're going to do it. And there's going to be a lot of exposing what we thought America had, a moral compass. Well, guess what? At least half the country, they threw that moral compass out the window. They don't have any morals at all. Headline. Family entertainment to feature Satan and drag performances. And it's not the kind at a drag strip with cars. It's the two-legged type. Men dressed up as women and flaunting everything they got. Drag performances. The headline. Let me repeat it once again. Family entertainment. Family entertainment features Satan and drag performances. Moldable. Now, parents, all you Christians, all you Jewish folks out there, grandmas and grandpas, all you people that are still holding on to your morals and practicing, listen to this. Family entertainment to feature Satan and drag performances. Multiple churches endorse coming Pride celebration. Multiple churches endorse coming homosexual celebration. Okay, America, all of you out there, It is my firm belief, mine, Gary Gatehouse's, that all this transgender crap, in reality, if you boil it all down, it starts and it's nothing more than child abuse by parents who have already been indoctrinated, already been recruited, and already buy into the fact that you are, as they say, you can't judge anybody, anything or anybody on the way they think. It's all good. It's the new normal, they say. What is more family friendly than a good old Satan and drag queen show? I mean, for entertainment for the whole family. Imagine the events you could attend featuring Satan and drag queens. Well, hell, parents, I guess, are saying. Let's dress up little Junior as a drag queen and take him out to this entertainment. I saw him pick up his sister's Barbie's transgender doll the other day. We bought her. I bet little Junior's really a girl. Let's take him to these events and see how little Junior and his sister react. This is always going, all going down in a town in Idaho. In Idaho! Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I hope I pronounced that right. For this weekend's family-friendly celebration of homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, and probably a whole hell of a lot more perverted crap will be out there. Now, the Idaho Tribune confirmed that the Satanic Temple, well, they'll be participating along with museums, restaurants, businesses, and even churches at the coming community village and artisan market in Idaho. Specific groups taking part include the Calvary Lutheran Church, Citizens Climate Lobby, Community United Methodist Church, Echo Goat Design, a library network, Museum of North Idaho, Pride Foundation, there you go, Pride Foundation, the Homosexual Foundation, Reiki Healing Tent, whatever the hell that is, Safari Pearl, and St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And every town for gun safety. And the kicker, the Satanic Temple of Idaho. But now this publication has confirmed that multiple drag performances also will be a big part of the celebration. And they will be there for the children. Little Junior's going to love it. Who will be attending. These drag performers will be attending to show off their wares for the parents and their kids. At least one of the drag performers billed for the event has an Instagram account labeled Adult Content. The drag performer also has an OnlyFans account, the publication confirmed. That performer teases online, quote, "Let me take your breath away, then let my art breathe it back into you," says the drag queen performing online. But you know, as the details about the Pride in the Park celebration have been uncovered, there seems to be some type of reaction. And at least one group now has gone silent on its plans. Is any church, let me ask you this, is any church that endorses such events a true representative of Jesus Christ? Is it? Can you answer me that, ladies and gentlemen? But you know, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that this so-called family-friendly drag dance is going to feature satanic people there. It's going to be, like I said, promoted by the Satanic Temple. And they're going to have a dance. A drag dance party. And as the Satanic Temple said in Idaho, we are living in hell. The publication that I'm talking about explained it reached out to the North Idaho Pride Alliance. But a representative of such alliance, they only threatened a person asking about it. And they said, you can all go F off before slamming the phone. There you go. Such upstanding people, right? It seems people in the community reached out to the Community United Methodist Church for comment, as they are listed as one of the participating supporters of the event. The pastor spoke on standing together, even with Satanists, to stand up for what they believe in, the report said. I'm sure Jesus Christ is so proud of that Methodist Church pastor. I wonder what kind of congregation you have, pastor. I bet you a dollar you believe in abortion as well. Patriots, the warnings about all of this perversion have been out there. They've been talked about numerous times by numerous people, multiple times. This mixing of satanic and now drag performance events in libraries, social media, etc. It's all there. It's across the nation. And it seems that parents are flocking to it, taking their children to it, to be exposed to it. Oh, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. After all, that's the way they believe. And like I said, I think little Junior, I caught him playing with his sister's transgender Barbie doll the other day. I think little Junior is really a girl. Patriots, you Christians and Jewish folks out there that still practice your faith as directed by God and His Son, Jesus Christ, how much more of this perversion will God take? How much more? You know, there have been instances in the Bible where God's children fell away from God's teachings, created a golden calf, for instance, and started worshiping it and calling that their new religion. And we all know what happened there. Today we are witnessing that same type scenario being repeated once again. No golden calf, but homosexuality. That's the new golden calf. Homosexuality, as it was practiced in those two famous biblical towns of Sodom and Gomorrah. Send them out, they said. We want to lay down with your men, they said. We are homosexuals, they said, in Sodom and Gomorrah. What did God do? We who know and read the Bible, well, we know what happened there, don't we? We damn sure do. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. You parents out there have got to wake up. Your kids are being used. They're being indoctrinated. They're being brainwashed. They're being groomed. And finally, after the process is finished in academia in the schoolhouse, they are being recruited. And you, some parents out there, are going along with the whole scenario. Matter of fact, you're pushing little Junior to the point where you've even taken some of your young children, boys, males, and had their packages, their sexual packages, removed. You are the big sinners. You really are. That's all I've got to say today. That's my monologue. But I damn sure are not finished with this issue. It is really impacting on our country. It's just as much of a security risk for our souls as the Communist Democrat Party and their takeover of this country is a security risk to we the people. I'm your host, Gary Gatehouse. And I'll be back behind the microphone and the camera again tomorrow, coming to you from the right side. Until then, good day, America.